It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. The Fond du Lac organization called Walleyes for Tomorrow funds habitat projects around the state to improve water quality and promote selective harvesting.
Now, anglers can head out to the Green Bay tributaries to fish for $100. That is, if you can catch and release a tagged walleye.
Wisconsin Today producer Courtney Everett spoke with the chairman of its board, Mike Arrowwood, to learn more.
For the second consecutive year, you're working with the State Department of Natural Resources on this walleye tag study in Green Bay. How does this tag system work?
Well, the way it works is the DNR places red reward tags in the back of fish that they pike net in the spring of the year. They are going to be doing 400 of these reward tags, and they turn the fish loose, and when an angler catches the fish, if they choose to turn the tag number and tag information into the department, we, Walleyes for Tomorrow, will write them a check for $100 for their time.
That sounds like a pretty great deal.
Oh, it is. We found over the years that people are remiss when it comes to turning in tag numbers to the DNR. And we found that a $100 reward tag is a pretty good incentive, and it works very well for getting people to respond appropriately.
What are you learning then about this walleye population through this second year study?
Well, what they need to know is what's called exploitation rate. No one really knows what the exploitation rate has been traditionally on Green Bay by virtue of angling effort, and that's what this is designed to do. In order to have a decent and accurate management strategy for any fish species, human exploitation is what needs to be done so that they can tell what angling effect is having on that population.
I want to go back to 2019 when Walleyes for Tomorrow was starting this exact study, but on Lake Winnebago. What came of that research?
One of the things that happened was we had a 5-bag limit on Winnebago for many years. And as part of this study, they found that the juvenile female walleyes were being exploited some years at a rate greater than 35%. And 35% exploitation is considered the maximum exploitation by virtue of angling that can be tolerated to not affect the overall health and longevity of the populations. The other thing that we find is where the fish spawn. Now that, you know, there's always been discussions about where Winnebago fish spawn and the percentages that spawn wherever. So what they found is less than 10% of the fish spawn actually in Lake Winnebago, and the majority of them run up the Wolf River to spawn.
Outside of the Green Bay tagging project, what other work are you doing then on the Wolf and Fox Rivers?
The efforts on the Fox River and the Wolf River are continuing as far as monitoring the fish population. There's a series of receivers that were put in actually for sturgeon tracking. And every year, as some of the fish that have the radio tags in them go past these, they are monitored. We do bank cuts, which are cuts in the riverbank on the upper side of a normally seasonally dry marsh to facilitate water flow.
Looking ahead, what type of regulations does Wisconsin need to further protect walleye in the coming years?
That's a really good question. As the water warms due to global warming, and fish, other than walleyes. Walleyes and perch are related, but the other panfish like bass, bluegill, and crappies are becoming more prevalent because of the warmer water conditions. So it's going to be an issue going forward as to how these fish are regulated. Right now, many of the historically naturally reproducing lakes in Wisconsin are no longer naturally reproducing. They need to be stocked to maintain walleye populations. So we don't know, actually, what's going to happen in the next 20 years.
Mike, thank you so much for joining us.
Sure, no problem. Thank you for having me.
And that was WPR's Courtney Everett speaking with Mike Arrowwood, chairman of the board for the organization Walleyes for Tomorrow. It's based in Fond du Lac.